Let me Google that.
Let me Google that is brought to you by Anchor. You know why? Because Anchor makes it ridiculously easy to make a podcast. You can either do it right in the app or with the online dashboard where you have everything you need to record, edit, distribute, and even monetize your podcast. And it's all free. As a creator, I also appreciate that Anchor lets listeners become supporters for as little as $1 a month. So, no, you don't have to record ads like this, but if you want to, Anchor can hook you up. Learn more at anchor.fm or get started by downloading the app. I'm pretty sure I've mentioned this before, but I have several unremarkable houseplants, mostly succulents and things of the viney variety that are basically really sturdy because I don't have that much of a green thumb. My dear friend Rebecca, however, is very in tune with her plants, and as long as I've known her, has had quite a way with them. And I remember that we sometimes talked at length about whether plants had a sense of us or of themselves, even. Could we ascribe any awareness or feeling to her jade plant? Was the ficus in the corner watching us? So the specific question of whether plants are in any way sentient has its roots in the paranormal phenomenon of biocommunication. But, you know, hard scientists have been asking these questions for a long time. Darwin was actually among the most assured in the scientific community of around the turn of the century that plants had light-sensing-like lenses that were sort of like cells, what we call ocelli. So ocelli exist in many single-celled organisms, and organisms like jellyfish and sea stars and arthropods have them, and it allows them to see. So does that mean then that plants can see? So Darwin's theory actually laid the groundwork for a field called plant neurobiology, which recognizes that plants are complex living things, and they are knowledge-accumulating systems, like me. And in fact, this has been widely attributed to the animal kingdom. But recent research has put not just plants, but bacteria into this category as well. While we basically have these complex neural networks to facilitate communication with plants, to have complex systems within and between one another so that they then have root systems, but then they also communicate through the air. So it's been known for a while that certain types of trees actually warn others of insect attacks by pumping out repellent chemicals. The thing is that they're not necessarily just pumping out these chemicals in response to being attacked themselves. The trees will actually pump out the volatile chemicals in response to trees around them having been attacked. So the trees might be totally fine, but they are somehow perceiving that the trees around them are not. And so they're sort of proactively or preemptively pumping out repellent chemicals, not only to protect themselves, but to protect the trees and their root system. Without having experienced it then, how do they know that the insects are coming? So after repeated studies showed this to be consistent, plant communication scientists kind of got a bit more respect in the broader scientific community, though there are still many skeptics who basically view this whole thing as pseudoscience. And I mean, plant scientists aren't saying that the rhododendron in your yard has eyes. What they're saying is that they have analogous structures, or ways of taking in and processing sensory data and then using it to respond and otherwise interact with their environment. And to do so is really the basis of awareness. Plants may not see the way that we see or hear, the way, you know, like from a structural point of view, but functionally, their senses satisfy this overarching need for self-preservation. And as is seen with the bug warning volatiles, maybe they even look out for one another. Now, we're still learning about how plants do this without the nerve cells that we have. We know that they can send and interpret electrical signals, which are kind of like what's found in our nervous system, and that they even have neurotransmitters like dopamine. But the exact processing mechanism is something that we have yet to completely identify or figure out. Which is also kind of true of our own neural networks. There's still a lot that we don't understand. But in terms of what this means for plants, some scientists have struggled to prove then that plants could have the capacity to learn. They may even be able to distinguish between environmental stimuli and be able to tell when something is a danger versus an inconvenience. And to be able to discern that much nuance implies something other than instinct alone. What it implies is consciousness, maybe even intelligence. So we know that plants can see things like their orientation and gravity and electricity and all of these things that they can sense. And when, in a way, we would kind of expect that from all living things on Earth, at least to have that awareness in some form, even at a basic level, in terms of being able to look or feel or sense in their environment, because that's necessary for survival. But it's what plants do in response. It's how they interact and interpret a wide range of stimuli that is so exciting, because it's just so much more complex than we would have imagined. So that being said, now I'm getting a little bit insecure and I feel like I need to go water my plants because, I don't know, I think they know I've been talking about them.